Change What? How? Written by Z. Charnot, September the 23rd, 1988. Presented at the Worldwide Philosophy Class, What Life Is and What Life Is For, Class Number 8. 10 Issues We Must Change. Number 1. Change is necessary. We agree. Both urgent change and extensive change are necessary. The 21 nations who have participated in the United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development, WCED, the Brundtland Commission, formulated what they agreed upon. Much must change. The Brundtland Commission states that the relationship between environment and development must extensively change. These 21 nations were nations with diverse interests and diverse principles and policies of government. Yet the USSR, India, China, the USA, Japan, West Germany, France, Italy, Brazil, Canada, and the 11 other participating nations agreed. The WCED report, the Brundtland Commission report, clearly states, we must change both the regard we have for the environment and the way we develop. In October 1987, the United Nations General Assembly heard and accepted the report. The United Nations ratified the report, Our Common Future. The G7 Economic Summit of June 88 endorsed the report. 2. There is no way to throw things. Environment and development go hand in hand. We must heed the environment. Global weather patterns are changing. We have damaged the atmosphere. We have affected its chemistry. We have both added quantities of gases, which have disbalanced its processes, and we have added new compounds, which affect its healthy processes. Greenhouse gases are creating a warming effect. Ozone depletion is exposing us to ultraviolet B radiation from the sun. Acid rain affects water resources and life in general. The oceans are seriously polluted. The land is seriously polluted. Life and health is endangered, and we keep on generating waste. We still believe in waste. We still believe there is resilience and capacity in the biosphere to process the waste we generate, regardless of the quantity, a quantity which increases with the burgeoning population. We still believe there is any a way to throw things. That a way, where we throw things, is the same environment upon which we are dependent, totally dependent. And there's a diagram showing on the left, far left, environment as a resource with an arrow going towards the development, human activity, with another arrow leading to environment as a dump. And then there is an arrow connecting environment as a dump to environment as a resource with urban centralization in the middle. Number 3. Eliminate the concept of waste. Many practices of human behavior must be stopped. We must diminish or eliminate fossil fuel burning. We must halt deforestation. We must arrest soil degradation and soil erosion. Landfill garbage dumping practices must be stopped or at least improved. Ocean dumping must cease. There is no a way to throw things. We must eliminate the concept of waste. We must eliminate the concept of waste with the reality of residue to be cycled. We must diminish packaging, storage, and transport when and where that affects the residues of production and use. Number 4. We cannot substitute talking about it for doing something about it. Conferences are held, Resolutions are passed. Conventions are ratified. Public awareness is heightened. Organizations abound. Laws are enacted. The problems are articulated. Advocacy abounds. But we cannot substitute talking about it for doing something about it. Heading: food, water, air, and the radiant environment. We are losing our capacity to produce food. The drought affects crops. Water is unavailable or undrinkable. Beaches are unsafe. Seafood is contaminated. The air we breathe is becoming more and more foul and toxic. Approximately 10 to 12 watts of power per square centimeter permeates the space in urban areas from power distribution and broadcasting. This radiation level is sufficient to cause a wide array of symptoms: headaches, nausea, dizziness. Number 6. Human nature, human culture. Fundamentally, what is wrong? Why do we humans behave this way? What is there about human nature or human culture that allows this cascading tragedy? Millions of people are starving. Refugees are fleeing famine while they can still walk. Refugees are seeking a haven when they can afford travel. In the summer, they seek shade, shelter, relief from the heat. In the drought-stricken areas, they seek water. In the winter, they seek heat, fuel, shelter, warmth. Number 7. The poor are most affected. The poor are most affected. The poor can do the least to respond. The rich are least affected. They can do the most to respond. It is simply a moral issue. In this case, we can't prefer our individual experience to the experience of others. We are all affected. We can't locally only benefit ourselves. Some of the rich may seek to preserve only their own comfort, but some of the consequences befall all of us. Property rights are the difference between the rich and the poor. The poor are poor, and the rich are rich because of property rights, and the art of using property rights and conditioned exchanges called contracts to gain preferential benefits, to gain wealth. We substitute contracts for relationships. Property rights and contracts require laws and law enforcement. That puts lawmakers and law keepers between the rich and the poor to make and to keep the laws that preserve property rights. We must affect the attitudes of the rich and the attitudes of the poor. We are not only dependent upon other life forms, we are dependent upon one another. Number 8. Use the advantages responsibly. The productivity of the world requires concentrations of wealth. Concentrations of wealth make planning and development possible. To lose that concentration of wealth is to worsen the situation. We don't have time to change political systems or political philosophies. Anyone, everyone, with the advantages of wealth have the responsibility of wealth. Unless we use the advantages responsibly, we will lose the advantages, perhaps violently, along with the losing of life itself. It doesn't matter whether we concentrate that wealth in the hands of shareholders or the state. Whoever has the wealth must use the wealth responsibly. Number 9. Concentrated wealth and ownership, laws and their enforcement. Bankers, financiers, brokers, stock exchanges, all are symbols of concentrated wealth and ownership. Wealthy nations and wealthy people are shielded, protected, guarded from desperate need. Please proceed to part 2.